Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Question authority. There was a bumper sticker I saw once that commanded this. It was slapped on the back of a pickup truck. Question authority. Happens all around us, doesn't it? Parents refuse to vaccinate their children for fear that the effects of that vaccination will be worse than the effects of the disease that it protects from. American football players take a knee instead of standing during the national anthem before games to protest against racial injustice. An angry child responds to his mother's rebuke, snapping at her, "You aren't the boss of me." And Time Magazine's choice for the 2017 Person of the Year was the group of women that spoke up against the system of sexual abuse and harassment long entrenched within the entertainment industry. Question authority. At times, that's good, right, and proper. And there are times when it's dead wrong. When Jesus stepped in to serve as guest preacher at the synagogue of Capernaum, he turned a lot of heads. His hearers immediately noticed the difference between his teaching and that of the regular rabbis. They weren't so bad, those rabbis. Everyone knew that they cared for them, and the congregation respected them for their leadership in scripture teaching and prayer. But their instruction differed from Jesus as much as night from day. Where the rabbis could get a bit bogged down, citing the various opinions of rabbis from the past, Jesus spoke simply and directly. The great prophets of Israel, when proclaiming God's message, had introduced or concluded their sermons with the statement, "This is what the Lord says." But Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you." His hearers sensed the difference, and it amazed them that he taught them as one with authority. As the congregation scratched their heads and wondered at Jesus, one man raised his voice to protest. He couldn't be blamed for his behavior, though. He was driven by an unclean or evil spirit. It was outraged by the display of authority it had heard in Jesus' words, and it immediately challenged him. "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." The spirit questioned Jesus' authority. It accused him of evil intent, and it pretended to be his superior by naming him God's Holy One. Jesus, however, wasn't intimidated for a moment. He silenced the foul spirit, and he commanded that it leave the man. Though it put up a short, convulsive fight, the spirit bowed to Jesus' authority and left the man. This exorcism further amazed the people of the synagogue. Jesus' teaching had power enough to force a rebellious spirit into submission. What was this? The people wondered. What was this? This teaching with authority? It was a demonstration of the power of the God of truth. Jesus' teaching drew back the curtain that hid the presence of God and his gracious reign over his creation. Question authority? Not the synagogue worshipers that day. They were dumbfounded by what they had heard and saw. The unclean spirit tried, but Jesus sent it packing. That Sabbath day in Capernaum, Jesus was exalted as Lord over all. The authority of his true word won the day. And yet, we still hear the rebel command today question authority, especially God's authority. Evolutionary scientists strive to theorize away the Bible's account of creation. Scripture's depiction of sexuality is critiqued and condemned as narrow-minded, outdated, and maybe even unconstitutional. Liberal theologians rationalize teachings of the Bible and reimagine Jesus as a holy man, yes, but not God's son. But unbelievers are not the only people to question God's authority. We may attend worship regularly. We may offer God our offerings gladly and even serve on the board of directors or in some other way within our congregation. And yet, living under the authority of Jesus, that's something a little different. Let someone stand in the way of us getting what we want in life and see how fast love your neighbor as yourself begins to sound more like a suggestion to us than a command of God. We don't have to be possessed by an unclean spirit to rebel against God's commands. The sin we've inherited from Adam is enough to fill our hearts with rebellion. But our sinful struggles with God's authority do not intimidate Jesus. He spoke with a divine authority, and he lived under that authority all his life, faithfully doing the work that his Father gave him to do for our salvation. Though Jesus is God's Son and co-equal with him from all eternity, as a man, Jesus lived under the authority of God his Father, who sent him here to be our Savior. Jesus offered himself up on the cross to free us from the power of sin that sets us against God's authority. God's obedient Son suffered the condemnation of every sinner who questions God's authority and fights for his own way of life. Unbelieving people will continue to mimic that unclean spirit who questioned the authority of Jesus. But we do not have to remain bound to that kind of attitude. Christ died, rose from the dead, and poured out the Holy Spirit upon us through baptism to free us, to embrace his authority, to trust his word, and to live its truth all the days of our lives. Regardless of what doubters will claim, the scriptures are words filled with God's Spirit. They tell us the truth about God and ourselves. They speak to us to win our hearts, creating sorrow for sin and trust in God to forgive us. They open our minds to see life from God's perspective, and they empower us to live our lives under the authority of Christ our Savior. They fill our hearts with joy that God is so good to us. They put songs of praise and thanks in our mouths, extolling Jesus' authority that has freed us from sin and death. Question authority? Well, there is a place for that in life. Because after all, sinners do abuse the authority given to them. And they should be called to account for that. But not God. Not God. God's word is truth free of deception, light with no darkness, and life that overcomes death for us. God's authority commands us. It questions our ways and calls us to change, us to repent. It proclaims that God's will for us is salvation, made absolutely sure by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. God's words are for us to trust, praise, keep, and live because God's authority is supreme over all. When Jesus returns, this will all be made very clear. For then both we who live by faith under his authority now by grace and those who argue and fight against his authority will all bow before him and call him Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord on that day. But so much better it will be for us to confess his lordship with faith and love than for those who bow the knee, not willingly, but by force of God's authority. So we give thanks to God for His Son, Jesus Christ, and we stand in awe before His authority by which we are saved. In Jesus' name, amen.